This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
We get that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic of podcasting.
I mean, you don't
have
to Google it. I'm just saying, just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm going to shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast.
Wow. Wow.
Nice.
That is going to be very troubling to the timeline to, oh man. Okay, so initial thoughts, what do you think?
I think we just watched how, like, the multiverse happens.
Uh-huh. That could very well be what we just saw.
I think if we just step outside of Loki real quick and just talk about, like, the things that have happened in Avengers and what everyone is like, all right, well, how are we bringing these things together? Like, there you go. And that right there would explain, like, why Wanda hears her kiddos and, you know, all this other shit, because now you're in infinite realms of possibilities that are happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, like, to me, it's a really easy fix. Like, I don't know why, like, the timekeepers only got, like, one. Right, it's like, hey, there was a whole bunch, but if you still just need the end game to, like, run out of time, quote unquote, like, whatever the end all be all, like, their job is done kind of shit, like, you can still can funnel that down to, like, an endpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like, it only becomes a problem if you don't want it to end.
Right. You're talking about them having just them thinking that they can only have one timeline and.
Yeah, right. Like, they said there's all this unorganized chaos and they put it together. Mm-hmm. But, quote unquote, like, if the end game is to literally just put, like, a period on existence at some point, like when their little ball of ether's unfucking tangled, like,
right.
You can still funnel that down into, like, one endpoint, right? It only becomes a problem when you go, I don't want it to stop, you know. But again, it's like, why do you care?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is? Why did those three things all of a sudden go? I need to bring order to this. Like,
it's
like,
kinda,
what's the problem? Like, does one of these worlds collide, and then all of a sudden it's like, a new branch? Who gives a shit?
it's kind of cocky. The three of them think that they know that they know what time should be and how it should end and what it should look like. Because, yeah, it looks like all their little plan with one variant doing what it was going to do just wrecked the entire timeline. And now you're going to have a lot of these branches that won't be able to get snipped reach the Nexus level, therefore creating a whole new timelines. And I'm with you. I think if the multiverse didn't exist now, this is what's good to create. I think that's a really good idea. But, I mean, Loki's a girl now. I mean, that variant decided to be a female, so that's cool. I don't know the actress's name. I did not look it up, but that's gonna be fun. It's gonna be more
I like
fun.
How they just showed some of the other variants, like the beginning of, like, you know, like the one where he had, like, hooved feet and shit like that. Like,
right.
I kind of hope that because of this massive variant that is now, like, sprouted, you know, infinite branches, or at least how many of her time devices she had. It's, I mean, again, it's infinite because it's not like they can keep up with it now, right? Kind of thing.
Right.
That's
it'll keep
point
splitting.
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I hope we kind of get like a Trek or a Star Wars kind of thing, you know, where, like, when he goes to Earth number 9,288, like, I don't know, it's not just something as simple as like red lights mean go. Like we get like some weird shit, you know, like kind of thing, I hope.
Yeah, it's God, it's a really good show. It's really good. It's and what else is going on? I need more background on the boss, like the main tribunal girl, the judge girl who's the boss of everybody, who's the one right below the timekeepers. She seemed to think that she was going to go do some stuff by snatching her weapon off the shelf. So that's going to be
Well, it's weird too, right? Because like, so far the only kind of elderly person we've seen was like, hey, how do you portray a librarian that says shush, right? You know, they're like, here's your two old hens. But
she reminded me of the lady from Monsters, Inc., the one who ran.
Yeah, always watching, yeah. Right. But, like, I wonder, I mean, I know, like, they showed her helmet and stuff, so obviously she was probably where, like, homegirl that just got, like, knocked out with the touch was, and... Mm-hmm. But my curiosity is, like, she like apparently hasn't aged, right? Like, when did the promotion happen? Like, how many infinities did you have to go through before they were like, okay, you are now here? And then my next immediate question to that is what happened to the person before you? Like, was it one of those, like... they got taken out, right? And you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Or was it just like, I've had enough of Infinity, and they went to like a reset branch, and that's like the big power is like, hey, you've worked your way up. Like, are you ready to stop?
Mm-hmm.
Go have fun in a world that you know is going to die, basically, and you don't have to worry about coming back.
Right.
Kind of thing. Like I want to know, like, I now need to know, like, the promotion scale to this shit, because, like, none of it seems like it's good to really go up.
Yeah, well, let's see. From our exposition last week, did you take away what I did in the fact that the timekeepers created all those people that were for the TVA? They weren't, like, snatched out of timeline. I think they made those people that work for them.
Well, see, okay, so... I was with you in that, and like, you know, when he was like, yeah, no, I just was here kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when Homegirl was spouting, like, I told them where to find them, you know, like, I want to go home.
Which one said that?
The one that was tied up shaking.
Oh, right, right, right.
You know, like,
to me, you don't know what her deal is, though.
I know, but what I'm saying is when a person who's, like, obviously going to die... as she was in some way, because she knows whatever it is about to take them all out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't say home unless it is some kind of sentimental value. Like, he likes jet skis, but he's never, ever been on a jet ski that we know of. Like, does he really like jet skis because he was snatched the fuck out of the 90s and doesn't know it? Right? And that's kind of like, like, that's the home string, right? Like,
right.
Maybe we meet, like, you know, somebody of a death character at some point in this realm that's like, you have a choice. Bleep out, take your gamble on what happens, or go work for these dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I was with you when he, like, I was like, dude, that would suck.
Just create, like, right, magically appear,
quote unquote, and you're just, like, in a three-piece suit going, I got to protect time. Like,
right. Right, you know? And you're stuck. Yeah, and I mean, at least there is promotions, because if not, you're stuck behind the desk. Like our one dude from Tacoma FD, who just seems to be getting the short end of the stick no matter where he's at.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, how many infinities do you gotta fucking go through to, like, move around in that thing? Because, like I said, everybody else outside of our little group seems to really be in their own little, like, I do this, that's it, I do this, that's it. And then they have, like, nourishment. I would imagine somebody's been out and been like, yo, I ate a grape, like, time keeps, can we get that in the office? And like, yeah, like, I'll get grapes for you, cool, no problem, right? Like, but I don't think it was like food and those things were kind of like there right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. I think that's some of that stuff is because people were like snatched up out of the thing and put here, like, just the way she was like, I'll go home. Like, I can't imagine anybody ever going, I want to go back to, like, that place. Like, that's home. I mean, I get it if it's all you've ever known. But to me, that just seemed like, and then with the whole jet ski kind of thing, like...
Well, and she was saying what? It's all real. It's real. It's real. It's all real. That's what she was saying, right? Also,
yeah, like
yeah. So like, there's a whole something behind.
That's
all
what
of
I'm
that.
Saying.
Yeah.
So it's almost like whatever was like the cloaking mechanism for this shit, like was stripped, you know. And yeah. maybe she was. Yeah, and maybe all of these people are slowly picked out from a timeline that's been like pruned, and then really like what she was seeing is whatever her. Like cataclysm was kind mm-hmm. of shit, you know, like they just don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
she
know.
Definitely looks, she definitely looks scared and fearful and messed up to the nth degree. I wonder if there's anything to us not seeing the timekeepers yet. Like I, like from the comics and the little bit that I know, cause I'm not versed in this comic storyline at all or anything that this could be related to other than what I see online. But I know they're like, I'm not sure they're bigger than life, like large wise, but I mean, I think they'd be a heavy amount of CG to a certain extent. So I don't know if them not being seen yet is because it's easier for production or if there's actually a plot device attached to them not being on camera yet. And her always referencing they're busy, they're doing this, they're depicting the thing. And then, you know, last episode it was they're depicting
yeah, but,
the,
I mean,
the,
you're
the
essentially
proper flow
talking
of time.
About and, God, like.
Right. I mean, and that's, they may be too busy for day-to-day stuff, but honestly, the timeline just got shit on, so I think it's probably time for them to stop being busy.
Yeah, but again, dude, like, this is where you're getting to this, like, they're an infinite possibility. Like, they fix time, so again, who's to say that this isn't supposed to be happening, and all these people within this little thing are supposed to be running the fuck around, like... We're never going to see those people until there is a superhero team
mm-hmm.
put together and then there is a 2-hour film attached to it and we have to go out of the world. Like, we will see those statues and maybe, like, the weird, like, he stands in a beam of light and there's some shadowy figure who speaks in dark, ominous tones, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what, we didn't get Thanos? For what, damn near 8 years? Like, we caught, like, a fucking, like, finger and then, like, a floating chair. And right. then finally, like, yeah, I feel these guys are, like, possibly not, like, the superheroes work for them kind of thing. But it's like, oh, no, we found out about timekeeping. And there's all this crazy multiverse shit happening. So now we got to talk to these three people in our movie sequence and gather all of our superheroes up and then shoot them out. And then that's where we're going to see, like, our Fox people get merged in and, like, all this other shit, right? But
you're all waiting
yeah,
for that Fox
I don't
shit
think for happen. I don't think for Loki they're going to we're going to see those kind of guys or like the closed door kind of thing, you know, like that's where he walks into, and then the show's over.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Roll credits. Wait till the movie.
Did you expect him to bail on them when he did at the end of this episode?
I think I know why he's doing it. Because one, he wants to be right. Like, that's the end goal. Like, it's going to really be to, like, prove her wrong. But he had to go do this to catch her. Like, he's never going to be able to do it with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that thing. But it also gives the point of view that he's the bad guy still, where it's like, no, man, he just...
He's playing her for the long con. He's got to be close
like
to her
to do
it.
Like, the lone wolf had to go lone wolf. Like, that's kind of what he's all about. And I think he'll come back with some shit, and it'll be like, you fucking blah, blah, blah. So we'll have, like, that 15 minutes of him basically like, chill the fuck out. Like, I'm back. Like,
let me show you what
you
I
know,
did. You
know, whatever. And then we may get... a little bit of like the flashback of what happened with them, but it's going to be one of those flashbacks where it's like only from certain angles and shit, so you don't see the whole view of it, whatever. So yeah, I mean, it's fun,
still going. Yeah, it's still going strong. I can't
absolutely despise time travel, like You know,
I can't stop that. I can't fix that for you. Sorry.
Well, no, but at least this way, they haven't like thrown themselves in a loop. I mean, they just went, fuck yeah, dude, I'm going to give us utter chaos in a multiverse and just now allow myself infinite recycling of superheroes. Like, mm-hmm. We're going to have a dog cartooned, like half CGI, half real dogs, like superhero squad team show now, because it's from one of the multiverses and it's going to be for 3 to 5 year olds, and the products are going to fucking sell like hotcakes, and everybody over there is going to be like, yay, multiverse!
Yay, yay, more ways to print money. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Any final thoughts? Anything else about the episode that really stuck out to you? Those are the main points that I wanted to hit, I think, from what I...
I want to see, like, if there is a go speak to the therapist kind of episode. Because even when the other squad leader girl, like, woke up,
mm-hmm.
you know, she looked kind of, like, shook. Like, was that a dream or was that... Like, what was that kind of thing, right? And then got back in, like, whatever her focus was to get the job done. So I kind of hope we get a little bit more of, like, what happens when you're all, like, smoked out and green-eyed and shit? Like, what's going on with that? Because so far, everybody that has seemed to have, like, been with the organization and mm-hmm. come out of that, like, didn't look great. Everybody else just collapsed. So I don't, you know, like...
Yeah, I mean, at least she got up at the end, you know, and mm-hmm. was able to compose herself. Whatever. We need to find out what happened to the girl that Lady Loki took. So, because she's a key to a lot of this, I think, right now.
Yeah, and is she basically now just like the anti-Loki we know now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's all for the heart and the greater good, essentially, at the end of the day. But what spite's really behind her to like cause all this situation? And then do we have that all like, well, I mean, I get it, you know, but you're still a bad guy kind of thing? Or does Loki quote unquote change her to a new better Loki and he does his goodbye? Like finally, like his goodbyes in this show.
Well, something they haven't told us yet is where her branch started. So I would love to know what Lady Loki, where she started at, where she messed the timeline up, like if it's anything we've seen or if it's something from in the past where she has no recollection or she didn't live the stuff that this Loki did already. I'm assuming she's possibly before that whole timeline, but we don't know right now, so they need to tell us where they pulled her from, like where she came from, where in the timeline. So that could be cool, but yeah, I mean, the show's great. I know everybody out here watching it is enjoying it. I know that everybody's going to be tuning in every week for it, so you can't really go wrong with Disney Plus. That's it for us. That's it for our reactions and a little discussion afterwards. You can always find the audio version of our discussions over at twodadsreview.com. That's a podcast. That's our podcast. It's over there on the website. You can listen to us there if you don't want to have to watch our faces talk about it. We do appreciate everybody who stayed by and watched this with us. And thanks as always. Make sure you like and subscribe and all that stuff they tell you to do on YouTube. And we will catch you guys next week.
See you guys.